This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq killed more than 100 people and injured at least 150. Flares are said to have ignited a ceiling decoration. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Where is Mom? That was the cry heard from an Iraqi man after he found his mother's clothes on Wednesday in the aftermath of a fire that ripped through a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq. More than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others were injured in the fire. Firefighters searched the charred skeleton of the building in Karakosh into Wednesday morning, and bereaved relatives gathered outside a morgue in the nearby city of Mosul.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the soldier who ran into North Korea in July, is expected to return to the United States after he was expelled by North Korea into China, the State Department said on Wednesday.
We appreciate the professionalism of our diplomats who worked with their counterparts at the Department of Defense and coordinated with the governments of Sweden and the People's Republic of China. And we thank Sweden and the People's Republic of China for their assistance in facilitating that transfer.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller also told reporters he did not view King's return as a sign of a wider breakthrough with North Korea and China, had not served as a mediator in the matter, but rather as a transit point for the soldier. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday formally apologized after the Speaker of the House of Commons praised a Nazi veteran in the chamber while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was present. Trudeau also said Ottawa had already reached out through diplomatic channels to apologize to